It's 88.5 KCSN, and we're welcoming back our pal, Lissy. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Welcome back to SoCal, too, while we're at it.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I'm happy to be back. The weather is just always nice, and I like all the flowers, and I have a lot of friends here.
You are reminded that this is our Florida now, with it being 68 degrees.
It's real chilly winter here. But you know, the day I left Iowa, it was like, you know, snowing, and they were expecting like a foot. So this is pretty great.
Currently on this tour, you're playing with a couple of new musicians. You're working with the band that supports Skrizzly Adams, who's going out with you.
Yeah.
And it's just a different vibe in terms of how the songs are being performed too, right?
It is. I mean, I'd done the same thing in the UK. You know, now I'm an independent artist and I moved. And my band, who I was with for years and years, who I like love and adore and have the most respect for, it just started to seem too complicated to try to like keep the machine going.
And one's in Norway, I think.
Well, no, he's in Colorado now, but you know, his girlfriend's in Norway, and then the other guys are still in California. And I think that there was some disappointment, and it was hard to split. And I would hope that we'll be able to play music together again soon. And I know some of the people who like love me, love my band, because they are a huge part of what I've been able to accomplish. And you know, we just really got so close, and like that we could make this sound together that was unique. So that was like a hard change. But also, that being said, I was sort of felt like I was on this treadmill of sorts of like, you know, especially when I had a deal, it's like write these songs and then sort of run them by your A&R. And I was lucky to work with a lot of great people who've done a lot for my career. So it's more just the system in place. It's like your songs are scrutinized, and then you need to like wait to make an album, and then you have to run the budget by this person who has to run it by this person. By the time you make it, you've done 5 versions of the same song, you're over it, you don't care, then you go on tour, you miss home, you're burnt out. Suddenly music, the thing that was your saving grace your whole life and your therapy, has become this thing that makes you feel like insecure, and you're not even sure you want to be famous. So like, why can't you just do what you want to do? And like, why is everybody telling you what to do?
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, who knows what you find when you look inside? On the beach, roll the dice, the zombies in. Play the part of the blushing bride. Tame the horse and take it for a ride. This thread of consolation comes loose.
Table, I will.
put together the album, my Wild West, would it be fair to say that a good portion of the songs, I don't know if it was an ode to your time in California, but that might be one word to choose.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think initially I knew that's what I was making going into it. It was like this sort of just, it was almost like this self-fulfilling prophecy somehow, because I had written a few songs and I'd sort of tried to start making an album, and it just seemed like there was all this disconnect, and it kind of gave me like anxiety to where like I thought I was like having like a heart problem, but it was that I was just having anxiety. So I realized like, this isn't good. You're miserable. So I took a step back, decided to move to Iowa, sort of broke the news to everyone like, hey, I need to take a break because I'm cracking up a little bit and I'm not really enjoying myself anymore. And I don't want to end up hating music and like leaving it all together. So I'm like, I'm going to start solo touring and just writing songs for the love of it again and not put any pressure on myself. So the idea was like, I'm not going to make an album, but I am going to finish a few things I've started with Kurt Schneider in Los Angeles, great producer. And I've written a lot of songs with him and, you know, was able to say like, Kurt, like, you know, this is what I'm trying to do. Like, are you interested? And he helped me sort of finish some songs and, you know, made them better. Cause I mean, I have ideas, but I wouldn't call myself a producer. I mean, I guess I am, but not like he made them really great in a way that I wouldn't have been able to do on my own. So, anyway, long story short, we're working on these songs and then I'm having a good time because at this point I'm like, I'm not going to put them out. I'm just going to put them online. I'm not even going to promote it.
No then, expectations, yeah, just making
it
the
music.
It was
all that, just removing any like outcome. I had been so like humbled at that point that I was like, I'm just ready to like not care anymore and like see what that life feels like. If you go into something with like little to no goals, then anything good that happens is like a fun surprise.
I'm almost there, and I think I might belong somewhere. As I cut these ties, I realize I've been disbelieving in my own heart, and the deceiving is the hardest part. And I feel the knowing that I must be going. Oh, I don't want to leave you behind, but you know that I'm out so good. I know I'm gonna see you again, and I'll be thinking of you until then. Oh, hi. I miss the seasons, I miss the land, I miss them for reasons I don't understand. I took it all for granted, I bloom where I was planted. Oh, I want to leave you behind, but you know that I'm so goodbye. I know I'm gonna see you again, and I'll be thinking of you until then. Oh, I
do a lot of charity work. On this album, on My Wild West, you connected daughters to the Charity Water Project. And why don't you talk about the idea of connecting that, what drove that, and let's point out to our listeners how they might support the Charity Water Project.
I can't even say that it was my idea. I had written this song. My lawyer heard it. He's part of The Well, which are like these kind of private funders of Charity Water. So Charity Water has like a group of people who fund their overhead so that ultimately the donations they get are going straight to building wells. And they suss out like the economic and the cultural and the, you know, environmental needs of every area, and like, and not just in Africa, but all around the world in places where they need clean water and wells. And so all the money that people give is going directly to the cause. You can see where your pennies went. You can monitor it online. You can go on Google Earth, like, or Google Maps. You can see if the pump breaks and that it's getting fixed. And so it's a really cool, like, transparent charity to give to. So teamed up with Charity Water, released Daughters as a, you know, download in a video that Charity Water gave us footage to make. And it's basically like first donation, you could get the song. And that was, and it was for International Women's Day. And that was like a cool time to sort of tie everything together, I guess. This was just one of those lucky kind of right place at the right time, like connections. And I respect Charity Water so much. My campaign with them is pretty much done at the end of March, but that doesn't matter. You can go on Charity Water's site, you can read about them, you can donate, and it's just as effective, even if it's not related to my song. But
there you have it.
Definitely check out Charity Water.
Don't you give up on me now. 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 Don't you give up on me now
tonight, you are going to be playing at the El Rey. It's exciting, I'm sure, coming home and getting to play in front of a SoCal crowd, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. We've the last few years, we've played at the Fonda, which is a great venue, and I opened for Badly Drawn Boy years ago at the El Rey, and I haven't been there in so long, and I was excited to hear we were going there again.
It's a great room.
Yes.
Anybody who has a feeling about where do they belong and what life in California is like, my Wild West will certainly resonate with you. So we recommend you get this new album from Wussy. We recommend you go to the El Rey tonight. And we thank you, listening, for coming to KCSN today.
You are very welcome. And I thank you for having me and for all the years of just awesomeness and support. Thank you very much.
That's Wussy, and she's live on 88.5 KCSN. Thanks, kiddo.
Oh, thank you.